regarding Shehiyanu and Rosh Hashanah. It is clear, according to all opinions, that on the Kiddush, on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, one must make Shehiyanu before he drinks from the wine. The question is asked in Halakha, what about on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Does one have to make a Shehiyanu in the Kiddush or not? This is a great machloket amongst the Rishonim on this. Some of the Rishonim hold that since Rosh Hashanah is really considered Yom Ha'arichta, which means it's really considered one long day, so you only make Shehiyanu on the first night, and you do not make it on the second night. It's all considered one Kiddushah. And therefore, Shehiyanu, according to those opinions, is only made on the first night. However, the other Rishonim, amongst them is Rashi, the Rashba, that's why it sounds like from the Rambam also, that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you also make Shehiyanu in the Kiddush, just like you do on all other holidays. The Rosh makes somewhat of a compromise here, and says, since we have a machloket, if you're supposed to say Shehiyanu or not on the second night, he says what's proper to do is to put a fruit on the table that you never had or you didn't have since the new season, and therefore it's a Shehiyanu fruit. Leave it on the table at the time of Kiddush. So when you're making Shehiyanu in the Kiddush, so it'll, if you're supposed to make Shehiyanu according to those Rishonim, you made it. And if you're not, so yeah, you're making your kavanazas for the fruit. So either way, you're covered. Maran in Shulchan Aruch brings down that you're supposed to say Shehiyanu on both nights, but to be safe, he says, put a new fruit on the table in order to cover yourself. And that, it seems, is the minhag, even though the Shara Kavanot, Rav Chaim Vital wrote that you don't have to get involved with putting fruits on the table. You must make Shehiyanu on the second night, because that's the halakha, and you don't have to confuse yourself. And therefore, those that don't have a new fruit, they have no problem. They would still make Shehiyanu on the second night in the Kiddush without a problem. However, the Beit Ishchai still says, if one has a new fruit, put it on the table, just to cover yourself, just in case you're not supposed to make Shehiyanu, so at least it'll be on the fruit itself. Just some food for thought. There is a major question on what it helps by putting a fruit on the table. Because on the side that you don't have to make Shehiyanu on the second night, so your Shehiyanu is now going on the fruit. Now, of course, you're not eating the fruit, but it's going on the fact that you're seeing the new fruit. Okay, let's say that's enough to make a Shehiyanu. But now, how could you drink from the wine? Seemingly, you made a hefsek. Because Shehiyanu does not really belong, that means, in the Kiddush. It's the Shehiyanu is going on a new fruit. So seemingly that's a hefsek. So how could you drink from the wine? So this solution put us into another problem now. Rav Chaim Palachi asked this question, and he gives an answer, and he says, really, the halakha is you're supposed to make a Shehiyanu. And we're just putting the fruit there just for the yotov, just for extra credit to protect ourselves. It's hard to understand that answer, because if you're supposed to do it, so the fruit's not really helping you at all. And if you're not supposed to do it, like I said, the fruit's putting you in the dilemma of the beracha. It's a question that many of the Aharonim ask. Rav Shlomo Zalman also asked this question as well. The Birkat Hashem wants to bring an answer, and he wants to say that Shehiyanu is not considered a hefsek, because even though it might not belong in the Kiddush on the second night, you're not saying anything that's out of line. Which means you are saying, thank you for bringing me to this day. It's not contradicting anything. It's not saying something that's against the spirit. It's not like you said, Shakol Yavid Baro in the middle of Kiddush. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. You say, Shehiyanu v'kiyumenu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. So he wants to bring proofs that even if you're not supposed to say it, but since it's not considered something against the spirit of the Kiddush, it's not considered hefsek. In any event, that's just a food for thought, how to get around that dilemma. They do discuss it, and they do give their answers. However, la halakha, we do make Shehiyanu on both nights of Rosh Hashanah, and on the second night, even if you don't have a new fruit, you still make the Shehiyanu. If you do, better to put it on the table and have kavanah during the Kiddush to come cover the fruit. Now that would mean when you eat that new fruit after the kiddush, you do not make a shehayanu anymore. Your shehayanu was made already in the kiddush.